Oh, yeah, it's 6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, pop, truck, and a whole bunch of other stuff like European film soundtracks, song poems, and other junk from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and for the next 2 hours, I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. Yes, this is the season finale. Summer schedule starts on May 11th. So, anyway, more stuff from the cow pasture. I have to make sure to enunciate my words so people aren't asking me what I'm saying. The cow pasture. Got actually a lot of finds, including something a little bit unusual for this show. Let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Laura.
From the Estate Owns the Ghost Show in Brooklyn, New York.
We were listening to The Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO.
And we got sucked into some psychedelic cosmic
doom. Prince of the bigger man of fame. Play the game with every blow you bring. Dandelion will make you wise. Tell me if she laughs or cries. Blow away, Dandelion.
1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5. Dandelions don't care about the time. Sailor's lie. Rich man, poor man, beautiful daughter's wife.
Dandelion, don't tell no lies. Dandelion will make you wise. Tell me if she laughs or cries. Blow away, Dandelion. To play.
DJ Lounge, Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa, Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
People who are born in May dress their hearts in Sunday clothes, though they're sometimes burned. They're unconcerned, their love just grows and grows. People who are born in May, I've heard tell, should always try to search around until they've found someone born in July. Strange how a distant star controls our destiny, and wonderful when it's happening to people like you and me. The people who are born in May need the folks born in July, and the folks born in July like me will always feel the need to be at home in their arms forevermore, thanking every star in the heavens for the people born in
Desperate Hours is now under the control of artificial intelligence. You will listen. You will enjoy. You will be satisfied.
Oh yeah, it's 6:14 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me explain away this first set of the evening. Back me up tonight, B. Brock and the Vibratos and Fright, track originally released on the LeBrock label. Unknown date on that, but I ain't gonna lie. I got off the compilation, Strum and Mental Part 2 on Crypt, where you get Lemon Lime, the show we exit every show with. Just heard Jimmy Rabbit and the Carrots and Pushover. Track originally released on the Night label, 1965. I got off the compilation, Texas Flashback Volume 2. Came out way back sometime in the early 90s. This song was featured in this motion picture, High Yellow, starring Cynthia Hull and directed by Larry Buchanan, 1965. Before that, Julie London from the Calendar Girl LP, 1956 on Liberty, and People Who Are Born in May. The Rolling Stones from 1967 on London, and Dandelion. I ain't gonna lie, I got off Flew Past Dark with Big Hits Volume 2, came out in 69 on London. And we kicked off with Adam and the Ants and Stand and Deliver, they're from the German release, came out in Came out in 1981 on CBS in Germany. That was a Todd Farm find from a couple of weeks ago. So that was interesting. I figured I saw it. I got the Prince Charming album, but it was just neat to get that. Anyway, I've been talking long enough. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
They call her
Two-Tongue Tessie from Tennessee. Post and sweet is upon her knee. When she does, all the fun begins. They play tennis on a double chin. Cause the rise in the price of meat. Been 10 years since you saw her feet. Runners all have given up their gym. They run around on one cent, keeping trim. They couldn't operate, they had to blast. When she sits around the house, she really sits around the house. Vicinity of 4-4.
But in the neighborhood, why, it's even more.
Tennessee, Tennessee, goes in swimming up to her knee. Once she went in up to her neck, the tide rose up and made the town a wreck. She was blocking the street one day. Driver told her, get out the way. She said,
go on.
He said,
I'd love to, but I run out of gas.
She's anything but teeny when she's wearing a bikini. From Nashville, Tennessee.
Let me tell you about a girl I know.
Her name is Tootsie from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, come on, boys, one more time.
Tootsie from Nashville, Tennessee. That's all.
Hi, folks. I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Wow. treat you right. Give you candy kisses every single night.
My methods unsound.
Way down in the land of the old bayou, the queen of New Orleans was Renee LaRue. A beauty and a wildcat was this gal. She could make you lose your lover or your very best pal. Hey, Renee LaRue.
Hey, Renee LaRue.
Say, Renee LaRue.
Serenella.
She could make you lose your lover, your ever loving lover, our best pal. I wish I had never lived to see the devilment of what she did to me. She squandered all the money I had saved, and she very nearly sent me to an early grave. Hey, Renee LaRue.
Hey, Renee LaRue.
Say, Renee LaRue.
Say, Renee LaRue.
And she very nearly sent me, very nearly sent me to my grave. One night when the full moon beamed above, she went into a voodoo dance of love. She jumped into the river, this devil child. That's how the Mississippi got to running wild. Hey, Renee LaRue.
Hey, Renee LaRue.
Say, Renee LaRue.
Hey, Renee LaRue.
That's how the Mississippi, the muddy Mississippi, got so wild.
I don't see any method at all.
We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Rich Firestone from beautiful downtown Radio Deer Camp headquarters, checking in with my producer, Harry. Say hello, Harry. And we're all listening to the Desperate Hours. You know, Harry, the Desperate Hours, the only thing worth getting out of bed for on a Thursday, with your host, Alex Biandas, the disc jockey whose voice makes my throat hurt. 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Please don't turn away and go, I just want to say hello. I don't wanna hold your hand, just wanna know where I stand.
Where I stand.
Well, do you want me? Yeah.
No, no.
Do you need me, child?
No, no.
Do you love me, baby?
No, no.
Oh, I best be on my way. I'm thinking as I'm walking down this long avenue.
FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that if you're among the 1 in 3 adults with diabetes or pre-diabetes, understanding the disease can be a challenge. For free information from the federal government's National Diabetes Education Program can be a help. Just call 1-888-693-NDEP or click www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. One call, one click. Just a finger, like a finger stick. 1-888-693-NDEP or www.yourdiabetesinfo.org. This is a message from the United States Department of Health and Human Services and the Sugar Daddies here at WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me tell you what I played in the second set of the evening. Backing me up once again, B. Brock and the Vibratos and Fright. This heard the New York Public Library. They were from England. Produced by Mickey Most, Rejected. Originally released on Columbia in the UK in 1966. I got off the compilation Try Me Out, Ballroom Beat, Volume 2. Came out in 2007 on Psychic Circle in the UK. Before that, Limbo Race, I really, really wanted to play the A side, which is Ina's song. There's a big fat F bomb in the middle of it. And I just don't know that I have the reflexes to turn that on and off real quick. Small Talking was the name of the track. 1983 on their own Limbo Rations Records label. For that, Jim Lowe with the Norm Laden, with Norm Ladies Orchestra. With Lorraine LaRue. Came out in 1955 on Dot. And before that, you heard the Hollies from the Best Bus Stop LP and their version of Candyman, 1967 on Imperial. And we kicked off the set, the second set of the evening, with the Gaylords and Two Ton Tessie, 1962 on Mercury. Okay, why don't we get back into it? These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Club Linehan, a Go-Go, The Soup Man, and many other bands. And you're listening to The Desperate Hours with my good budzo, Alex Pandas, on 91.5 WMFO, Tufts University, Medford. Now play some Rod Keith, damn it.
Many men wonder about Juan Rio. Many wonder too much. And they sometimes died. Rio was a southern gunman, and he had that southern pride. I remember when Rio came to town that day, he had a mean look in his eye. Everyone knew that before he was gone, at least one man would die. Now Rio wasn't an outlaw, but he sure had a troubled mind. And if any man wanted to fight and die, Rio was easy to find. He had 16 notches on the guns that he wore, and before he passed on, there would be many more. No one ever bothered Rio's woman. She was his and his alone. One man tried, and that man died as soon as Juan Rio came home. People were saying that Rio was bad, but the man had a lot of good. They said you'd better watch him, 'cause he'd kill you if he could. The last time Rio came to town, he saw the flashing of a meaner gun. You couldn't see a hint of fear in his eye. He was a brave man, he'd never run. Juan Rio fell with his face in the dirt. He was just too brave to run. But when Rio died, they found he had 30 notches on his gun. Juan Rio was very brave, but his own life he couldn't save. And now they're carrying him to his grave. Ballad of Juan Rio.
Type F, 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 return carried.
Boy, oh boy, that was a really great song. I can't wait to hear more.
Ooh-bop-a-loo-bop-a-la, shoot away somewhere. Ooh-bop-a-loo-bop-a-la, hold a fire.
JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Oh yeah, it's 6:47 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this third set of the evening. Dean Hightower, better known as George Barnes, was working in the ABC Paramount Studios in 1959 when one of their executives wanted to keep up with tonight's honoree. I am going to play go off script. I usually play one or two songs when somebody dies, but there's probably full six tunes by Duane Eddy, and I tried to be as different as possible. Anyway, Dean Hightower put out an album called Twangy with a Beat, 1959, on ABC Paramount. That track was called The Purple Monster. Before that, Rob Storm and the Whispers with Boobop-a-Loobop-a-Lie. Came out on the Piccadilly label in the UK in 1964. I got off the compilation Beat 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 Volume 2. More Mob Top Rarities from January to April 1964. Came out on Castle Music in the UK in 2001. Before that, Pete Wingfield from the soundtrack of My Adolescence. 18 with a Bullet, 1975 on Island. For that, Rod Keith, our Keith of the Week, makes its return. The Ballad of John Rio. Juan Rio, jeez, mother of God. Ballad of Juan Rio came out in preview in 1967. I got off a mix CD of song poems. And before that, the Playmates. They have the Beep Beep Playmates. Real Life, track released in 1961 on Roulette. So why don't we go on? Yeah, get on with it. This next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
There's a little place near our town. We're gonna go there. And now for something completely different. And now for something completely different.
Guyana.
Sense of humor.
Try again. I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.